Okay, this is ZP with ZP Perspectives. I'm going to go ahead and today, I've had a long day already and it ain't even 12:52. And I got a webinar here in an hour, so I'm going to go ahead and give a little podcast before I do all that. But today I'm going to talk about how God and the universe tested my patience. And I'll tell you how I know this and how it came to be, the story and the result. What had happened is that here in the past couple days, I've been realizing that my patience is very thin. I've been realizing that I should be in control of my responses more. Shouldn't complain, shouldn't be so quick to have a negative response and trying to rewire my brain to a more positive reaction instead of a negative reaction. Okay? Because I've noticed, like, when things start going bad, I have a negative reaction to just instantly respond like, fuck, or shit, or, you know, just, oh, can't believe it. You know, it was one of those instances. So when it came down to it, I knew about it. I understood it. I read some books, and it's kind of like rewiring my brain for a more positive outlook reaction. That way I can send signals out to the universe and be able to have the law of attraction work in my favor. And it's also a way of connecting with God. But I'll go ahead and get into the story. Yesterday, I was driving my truck. I drive a big rig. I drive for Arnold Transportation. And I was driving from Memphis, Tennessee to Hopkinsville, Kentucky. Okay. I get to driving. Halfway there, my AC goes out. Not that big of a deal to me. I didn't take it too negatively. I was thinking to myself, it could be bad, could be worse. You know, it's not that bad. Roll the windows down. Enjoy the wind. I get there. Let them know. I got the load there. Told them. Called breakdown. They told me, we can't do anything about it until we find out what Walmart wants me to do. Because I was carrying the load for Walmart. So I carry the load for Walmart and they tell me, well, we're not going to put you on a load. We're not going to have any, we don't have any empty trailers for you to take. So therefore, we'll just have to get back in touch with us whenever my truck gets fixed. So that's a bummer right there. That was almost a negative reaction because I'm not going to get paid as far as taking loads, but I will get paid as far as breakdown and getting these small increments of money and commissions coming my way because I'm not working due to my truck being broke down. So I didn't get mad about that. Well, they told me to try and fix the cabin air filter. They'll look at it before they start trying to send it to the shop. So I go to try and check it out in my truck. I don't have the tool to open up the cabin air filter. So I'm like, shit. And then I caught myself. It's like, you know what? It's going to be fine. Kept testing myself. Or the universe kept testing me. Then I drove around to the Walmart shop area. Guy in there was real cool. He gave me a torque wrench. Or a torque screwdriver. My bad. Torque screwdriver. For y'all who don't know that, irrelevant, but I'll go ahead and tell you. It's a torque screwdriver. Is a screwdriver, and at the end of it looks like a little small flower or something. And he gives it to me. I'll get it, use the cabin air filter, get in there, check it, dirty as can be, clean it off, put it back in there, check the compressor belt. Long story short, comes out that was not the problem. That was not the reason it wasn't working. So I ended up doing all that, and then come to find out my air was still not working. And went back to the guy, gave him a screwdriver, so I ended up leaving. And got back to a hotel and stayed the night at a hotel because of my truck and the air conditioner and everything. So I ended up doing that. Company paid for it. That was a good thing. So I'm out without air. So I wake up this morning. And I call breakdown. And they tell me, hey, we need you to go to Nashville. Okay, that's where the dealership is. And the dealership's in Nashville. So he sends me to Nashville, and I get there, and he tells me it's going to be another day before they even look at it. So before they even look at it, they tell me that it's going to be another day, of course. But then I go ahead, and I'm like, yeah, go ahead and send me that way. I'll go ahead and do it. I'll do what I got to do, whatever not. And I get there. And then the guy tells me, hey, it's going to be Friday before we can see you. I was like, let me call the company. I called my company, come to find out I had more wrong with my truck. My water pump was leaking, and I didn't even know about it until I had a service done last week, and they had it on the ticket, and nobody had told me. And so I just found that out. So it's even more reason for my truck to be there. And now I'm going until this Friday. So it'd be like 3 days without work, just making small increments of commission pay from the company. So now that's another thing. Two, it's the CMA Awards weekend. It's a festival. There's all kinds of things going on. And I've got to find a hotel. Just when I thought I was going to be A-okay, I call the Scottish Inns. They didn't answer. Couldn't get through to them. Next thing you know it, I called Days Inn. Okay, they told me they had a room. I get there. Get my Uber, getting there. Quick, fast, in a hurry. Get all my clothes, got everything going. Ready to shoot out the door. I get to Days Inn. They tell me they booked me on somebody's room. And they had to cancel it. And they wanted me to, and the only room they could give me was a suite for $140. I was like, no. You know, it was another negative reaction moment. And I was thinking, hey, let me call my company. And then at the same time calling my company, there was another hotel across the street. And I seen it and I was like, I'm going to go over here to Best Western Plus and see what they can do for me. I went over to Best Western Plus. Lady's like, yeah, we can get you a room. It'd be a total of $106.21. I was just like, that's great. I'll take it. And she's like, all right, cool. Well, we can't let you in till 3. I was like, wow. Oh, dang. Okay. So I go ahead and reserve the room, and I'm in the process of waiting. I go back over to Days Inn, let them know not to worry about the room, not to hold it for me, because I got this room. So in the middle of waiting, I was about 30 minutes in of waiting. The attendee, or the cashier, the lady at the front desk in the lobby, is like, sir, come here for a second. And I was like, okay, coming. So I get up there. She's like, well, I'm sorry to tell you, sir, but the rate I gave you for a truck driver, I wasn't able to give that as a rate. My manager just chewed me out for giving you such a great rate, and I'm going to have to cancel that rate and charge you full price for what we were supposed to charge you. And I was like, so wait a minute, you're telling me that you've already punched in a reservation, you done made it concrete, and your manager comes out there and puts me back out on the street, puts me on the curb, and chews you out over it because he didn't tell you about it? He didn't inform you on, like, no discounts or anything like that? I was like, that makes no sense, man. Why are you going to give me a reservation and concrete it and make it what it is and then call me back up here and tell me that? And she goes, well, there's nothing we can do about it. It's policy. I was like, well, how much is it going to be? She goes, it's going to be $232.96 altogether. And I was like, fuck. Another negative reaction. But at the same time, I was like, don't let it dictate how you go. You know, I was just like, all right, do what you gotta do. It's not as bad as it seems. I am bigger than my problems. So I was just like, okay, I'm gonna call my company. So I'm calling back and forth between my company and the operational manager, and he's talking to dispatch, and I'm talking to dispatch. So we got this triangle of information going. They give me a hotel number and they said, call the Scottish Inns. And I'm like, okay, well, maybe it didn't work the first time I tried calling them and they wouldn't answer. Maybe they'll answer this time. Call them. Don't answer. Call dispatch back. Tell them. She gets back in touch with me. She's like, go ahead and go over there. Lee got in contact with them. So I was like, wow, I couldn't believe it. I was like, there wasn't no way, because I'd done tried calling them twice. I've been tried to call them, called dispatch back and told them I couldn't get a hold of them. Lee tries to call them, gets a hold of them. They call me back. And I get over there. Then I have to get money for a card. Come to find out, the Scottish Inn's machine is down. The ATM card machine's down. It's broke. Absolutely broke. So therefore, I have to pay with cash. Only way I can pay for this is by a card. With the money that Arnold is loaded up onto. So now, I'm at the hotel. I finally can get in. But I ain't got no cash. So I'm just like, if it ain't one thing, it's another, right? So I was just like, I am bigger than my problems, you know? This is going to be all right. I'm going to get it done. So I was just like, luckily, they told me there was a bank just right next door. So I was like, great. I'm going to get over there to the bank, and I'm going to go to the ATM. I put the card in the ATM, and I get over there. Come to find out, there was a pin. Of course, there's a pin with it, but I don't never use my company card. I've never been in this situation, and I don't even remember setting up a pin for this card. So I did not remember it whatsoever. So I had to, I was like, no, I can't get the money. And then I called the number on the back of the card, customer service. They walked me through it. The guy was real helpful. got me through it, smooth sailings. So I did that. As soon as I got that, I got the money, went back to the hotel, and went back to the hotel and then got the money. And then I had to wait for 10 minutes because the rooms weren't clean. Sitting on the side of a curb outside, and then finally they got the rooms clean. I got up to the room. I find out there's no cube. I have no cube for my iPhone charger. And this is where I finally caught my break. As far as like whenever I didn't have anything and whenever I was trying to find some peace, as far as like trying to catch a break, I finally just decided, I was like, hey, there's a gas station across the street, and I'm going to go over there and I'm going to check out the cube. You know, give me one. I'm sure a gas station has them. I'm sure, you know, they're going to overcharge me. You know, I just got to make the money somehow. Everybody's surviving. But got over there, got to looking. I'm in line. Asked for a cube, and she's like, we don't have any, sir. This is all we have. I was like, all right. And it was the only gas station. I just looked down, and I was just thinking, I'm going to have to do this. I'm going to have to figure something out. And this guy behind me asked me if I had a cord for it. And I said, yes, I have a cord. And he goes, well, I got a cube for you that you can have. You ain't got to pay me for. As soon as he said that, like everything that had happened that day, and the way I responded as far as like not giving in to the negative reaction and not being able to, not going full throttle with it, it made me realize that the way I responded so positively and not how I was bigger than my problems and how I got things done and how I realized that complaining didn't do anything for me. It didn't make any positive gains. It didn't make a difference. As far as like if I would have complained, fell into it, it made me feel worse. It made me feel bad. I'd have been pissed off. I'd been moody. I would have been, you know, it wouldn't have been a good thing. And then I found out like in that moment, him giving me that cube, the universe was responding to my positive reaction of me trying to do something good, and then it gave me what I was looking for. And I felt like the whole struggle of me doing it, the whole story, the struggle of the whole story that I went through was all a build-up to me getting that cube in return and having a positive reaction. A clean, positive reaction. And me being able to look at everything that I went through that day and being able to smile on it instead of being mad at it, because I took care of it. And the universe took care of me in the end. Because in the end, I had the gas station. I met the guy at the gas station who just so happened to be there at the same time I was. There just so happened to be a bank right across from the hotel that happened to be there. I found out when I went to the dealership that my water pump was leaking and they didn't know it. Dispatch had to tell me, or breakdown from my company had to tell me about it in their notes. So that was something else I had to get fixed so later on I wouldn't have to be broke down. And the way it all accumulated together is now I am in a room. I got a phone charger and I'm telling this story to tell everybody, if you, next time you're going through a situation and you find yourself trying not to react negatively, or you're in a situation where you can, or it almost seems like there's no other way but to react negatively, don't, because you're bigger than your problems. You're going to make it through anything. And the first thing and foremost, the most important thing is God. I gave him the credit, the universe, thank you. And anybody who's listening to this, I hope that you can take my story and find some type of comfort in it, some type of direction, some type of inspiration, as far as like how you can control your mind and how you can overcome the problems that you face every day. I hope this works out for you. This is the ZP Perspectives. If y'all want to comment, share, like me, you can go add me on Twitter. It's at WWA or Dom. You can like me on Snapchat at Dr. Trip, DRTRIP 662. It's also my Instagram name, Dr. Trip, DRTRIP 662. You can get on there, like me, follow me. And God bless. Thank you for tuning in.